It is, I am blessed by God to be with you this afternoon, this evening.
今天晚上可以跟大家在一起，我真是大大的蒙福。
And I am blessed to be with you, but also blessed because we've just been in the presence of the Lord.
我跟你们大家在一起是已经很蒙福了，特别蒙福的是神的同在在这里。
And I thank the worship team, but I thank all of you for joining in and just standing before the Lord and praising His name.
我为敬拜团献上感谢，我也为大家可以聚在一起，同心合意的侍立在神的面前敬拜他。
Because He is worthy to be praised.
因为他配得我们的称颂。
And so, Lord, again, we thank you for.Thank you for being with us tonight.
是主，我们谢谢你今天晚上与我们同在。
Thank you that you have given me the privilege and the honor of being here in Taiwan.
主啊，谢谢你给我这样的殊荣来到台湾。
And thank you, Lord, that your throne is established in heaven and your kingdom rules over all the earth and rules over Taiwan.
主啊，我们谢谢你的宝座设立在天上，你的国度掌权在全地，在台湾。
Jesus, you are the Alpha and the Omega.
主啊，你就是初，你就是终。
You are the first word and the last word.
那你是那首先的话，也是那个末了的话。
And you have the first word, and you've got the last word over Taiwan.
你对台湾有那起初的话，也有那最那决断性的末了的话。
And so.Your word over this nation is a good word.
你对这个国家的话是那美好的话语。
I thank you that the future of Taiwan is not decided by politicians.
主，我感谢你，那台湾的未来不决定于那政权。
The future of Taiwan is not decided by China.
那台湾的未来也不在那个中国大陆的那个政权。
Or by the United States.
或是美国政府
or by the United Nations,
或者是联合国
Lord, your people have more authority over the future of this nation than all of the politicians and political leaders of the world.
主啊，谢谢你，你的百姓在这地上拥有的权柄大于所有的世界上的政府政权。
Because they hear your voice.
因为你的百姓听见你的声音。
And Lord, we decree over Taiwan what you are saying about Taiwan.
主啊，我们向台湾宣告你对台湾说的话。
That Taiwan shall live in freedom.
主啊，台湾应该活在自由里面。
That Taiwan shall be a lighthouse for the glory of God.
让台湾成为承载神彰显神的荣耀的那个灯塔。
A dwelling place for the King of all kings.
乃是那万王之王居住的所在。
And Lord, your word has you have said that Taiwan would be a nation that is sending missionaries to the ends of the earth.
主啊，我们感谢你的话说，台湾将会是那差派福音的使者往那列国去的国家。
The doorway into Asia，
乃是那亚洲的门户。
And so Taiwan is a doorway. Says yes, Jesus, come.
那台湾乃是那敞开门户，对耶稣说，王啊，欢迎你来。
Make your dwelling place here.
让你在这里同住。
And from here flow into all of Asia.
那从这里呢，要涌流你的同在往亚洲去。
And into all of the Pacific.
去到那个整个那太平洋周边的国家。
And then along the Silk Road all the way into the Middle East.
而且直接前往那中东去。
And into Africa.
到非洲。
And into Europe.
到欧洲。
Lord, let your glory be seen in this land.
主啊，让你的荣耀在这地被看见。
I declare in Jesus' name that the strongholds.Of Buddhism and idolatry and ancestor worship are falling.
主啊，我祷告，那奉耶稣的名，就是那个佛教的权势，那拜偶像的权势，以及那个在台湾这地的历代的那祖宗所拜的偶像，都坚固的营垒完全被打破。
Atheism is falling.
那无神论者被打。
Unbelief is falling.
那不信的灵也被打破了。
Skepticism is falling. Materialism is falling.
物质主义也被打破了。
And we exalt your name.
我们高举你的名。
Because while the powers of darkness are falling.
因为当这黑暗的这个权势被粉碎的时候
，Your kingdom is rising.
你的国度就兴起。
And I give you thanks.
我向你献上感谢。
Taiwan will go from glory to glory.
台湾将要荣上加荣。
From victory to victory.
从得胜再得胜。
From faith to faith.
从信心直到更多的信心。
And so we say, Welcome, Lord Jesus.
所以我们说，主啊，耶稣，欢迎你。
Speak to us now.
现在对我们来说话。
In these moments.
在这个时刻对我们说话。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
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 Listen, when I pray like that,
像我刚将祷告的时候
I'm not just praying, it's a prophetic prayer.
那我不是一般的那个祷告，乃是一个先知性的祷告。
Declaring what God has said He's doing.
我们在宣告神正在动的工。
And that's something that we need to learn how to do that every single day.
事实上，我们需要每天学习，就像这样子来发话。
The Bible says that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
那圣经告诉我们说呢，那个预言的灵呢，就是为耶稣做见证的。
And so prophecy is simply what Jesus is saying.
所以预言呢，事实上就是那个耶稣在说话。
And every one of you can prophesy.
那每一位呢都可以说预言的。
It doesn't mean you're a prophet.
不是说你就是一位先知了。
But you can prophesy.
但是你可以说预言的。
And you should prophesy.
而且你应该要说预言。
You should declare to your city every day what Jesus says about this city.
你应该对你所居住的城市天天来宣告耶稣对你的城市在说什么样的话。
Declare what God says about Taiwan every day.
那每天来对那个向台湾宣告神对台湾说的话。
And prophesy over your family. Declare over them what God says about them.
而且为你的对你的家庭对你的家人来宣告神对他们说的话。
And I'm not saying necessarily prophesy to them, but I'm saying prophesy over them.
那我不是说呢，针对他们个人的这样来说预言，我乃是说呢，将神的话，用神的话呢，来复辟他们。
Sometimes you can prophesy to a person.
有的时候呢，我们的确可以对个人来说预言。
And they'll receive it.
那他们可以来领受这个话语。
But other times they're not going to listen to you.
有的时候呢，他们并不想听你。
But you prophesy over them in the spirit realm.
但是你在那属灵界呢，你就是宣告那个话呢，来复辟。
And the word of God that goes out of your mouth.
那从你的口中出来的那神的话语。
Will not return void.
不会突然返回。
But will produce fruit in their lives.
乃是会在他们的生命里面结出果子。
God will get that word into them.
对，因为神会将那个话呢，栽种在他们里面。
And one day the most atheistic, idol worshiping person will wake up and say something happened.
所以讲到有一天呢，讲那无神论的，然后最崇拜偶像的人呢，哎，他会有一个领悟。
I don't know what it is.
那我说，他就说我不知道怎么搞的。
But I have to have Jesus.
我就现在就是要耶稣了。
And what has been happening is that prophesied word and declared word of God is getting into their spirit.
那乃是因为你所说出来的那先知性的话语，神的话呢，进到他们灵里面了。
You have that authority.
那你拥有这个权柄。
You have that anointing.
你有这个恩膏。
You just need to have faith.
你只是需要有信心。
That's why Paul said.I believe it was in Romans that let him who prophesies prophesy according to his faith.
所以我相信呢，是那个使徒保罗在那罗马书里面讲说呢，那就是凭着你的信，按着你的信心的度量呢来说预言。
Because if you don't have faith, you'll be quiet.
如果你没有信心的话，你就会保持沉默。
But if you have faith, then you will open your mouth.
但是你一旦有信心呢，你就会张开你的口。
And declare the prophetic word of God. And that will begin to operate in the invisible spirit realm. And God will hear that and begin to work into that person's life.
然后呢，神听见了，就开始拿着这个话呢，在他这个人的生命里面动工。
Responding to your prophetic prayer.
神会回应你的那个那先知性的祷告的。
And so it's extremely important that we learn how to do that.
所以这是那个我们学会如何这样做呢，是非常的关键，非常重要的。
There is life and death in your mouth.
因为在你的口里面呢，就是拥有那生死决定的那个权柄。
And you can speak life.
你可以宣告生命。
Prophesy life.
你可以预言生命。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
That's the power of God you have.
那就你所拥有的那个大能。
I've been speaking over these last few days since I got to Taiwan.
那从我这一次来到台湾之后，已过几天呢，我一直在谈论
about the fact that God wants a dwelling place.
神想要有一个居住的所在。
That's why He chose the city of Jerusalem, to put His name there, to dwell there.
这也就是他为什么已过呢，拣选了耶路撒冷，然后将他的名呢立在那个地方，他想在那里居住。
And before that, that's why he told Moses, build a tabernacle, so that there is a place for me to dwell in the midst of my people, Israel.
那在那之前呢，这也是为什么他告诉那摩西呢，为我建一个会幕，好叫我的同在呢，可以居住在那个地方，与我的百姓以色列同在。
That's the thing God desires.
这是神的内心所深深渴慕的。
In fact, the book of Revelation ends by saying that the dwelling place of God is with man.
在启示录的这个末了的时候就讲说神的帐幕在人间。
And when Jesus, in John's Gospel, chapter 1,
在那约翰福音第一章,
it says that the Word was with God and the Word was God.
那神与那个话与神同在, 那话就是神。
And that Word who was God, it says in John 1:14, became flesh.
那在约翰福音一章十四节讲说这道成了肉身。
And He dwelt among us.
他居住在我们当中。
God, when God got ready to save us and redeem us and rescue us from the lies of the devil and from being enslaved by the serpent.
当神呢预备呢要将我们这些生命呢从那个被那个蛇那个撒旦呢奴役的这样的一个光景里面拯救救赎出来的时候
He did not send an angel to rescue us.
他不是差派天使来拯救我们。
He did not raise up a king or a politician to rescue us.
他不是兴起一位君王或者是一个政治家来政客来拯救我们。
He did not raise up a general, a mighty war, military leader to rescue us.
他不是兴起一位将军或者是一个大能的那个战士呢来拯救我们。
He didn't send a prophet to rescue us.
他不是那个差派一个先知来拯救我们。
God Himself came to rescue us.
乃是神自己呢来拯救我们。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because He wanted to be with us.
因为他想要跟我们在一起。
He wanted to dwell with us.
他想要跟我们住在一起。
And that's still the desire of God's heart today.
啊，直到如今呢，这仍然是。神心里最深的渴慕
to have a dwelling place
需要有一个他想要的
here on this earth
在地上有一个居所
and one of the things that we've been talking about is that for when we build a dwelling place for God it always requires an altar
那我们谈到其中一件事情就是当我们要来为那个神预备那个居所的时候首先我们要来筑坛
andOver the next few minutes, I want to emphasize this truth.
那接下来几分钟，我要特别来强调这个真理。
It's nothing profound.
那不是一个那怎样的深远不可知的事。
It's very obvious.
乃是很明显的事。
But it's very important.
但是很重要的事。
And that is that an altar is a place of sacrifice.
那祭坛呢，就是一个奉献牺牲的地方。
You can look later and read it, but in Ezra chapter 3, verses 3 and then verse 6,
你过后呢可以去查考在那个以斯拉记的第三章第三节跟第六节。
It says that when the children of Israel returned from Babylon to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple and then rebuild the city as a dwelling place for God,
讲到呢那被掳的那以色列百姓呢那回到耶路撒冷呢要重建他们的圣城重建这个城市好叫呢这个地方要有可以让神来居住。
It says they set the altar up on its basis.
这就讲说他们在原有的根基上筑坛
They raised up an altar
他们呢新建一个祭坛
And then they began to make sacrifices on that altar every morning and every evening
然后呢他们每天早晚呢就在那个坛上呢向耶和华献祭
And it says that they did this they raised up the altar even though they had not yet laid the foundation of the temple
那这边讲说呢他们每天向耶和华献燔祭但是耶和华殿的根基尚未立定
because in order they knew that in order to have success in building the temple rebuilding the temple they needed to begin to make sacrifices
因为他们了解到说他们要成功的可以重建圣殿首先呢他们必须要向神献上奉献，在这个祭坛上。
And the sacrifices had to be made on an altar.
就在那个祭坛上，他们必须要首先来向神献祭。
And they were morning and evening.
早晚。
That means that there was this continuous offering of sacrifice to God on the altar.
因为表示说，从早晚到晚呢，是一整天呢，他们持续的在这祭坛上向神献上。
In fact, a sacrifice is what makes the altar an altar.
那就是借着这个奉献呢，那筑了一座一座的坛。
If there's no sacrifice, then an altar is nothing but a pile of stones.
那如果没有那个奉献、那个牺牲的话，那祭坛也不过是那一堆石头而已。
They might be very organized stones and even beautiful stones.
那他们可能是呢，那排列整齐的石头，或者是很漂亮的石头。
So that everybody walks by and says, "Wow, look at that! That's so beautiful."
然后人们呢走过呢就讲说，哇，那堆石头真是美丽啊。
But if there's no sacrifice on it,
但是如果没有那个牺牲在上面的话
then it's not a real altar.
那个就只是一堆石头，它不是真正的祭坛。
Because you see, it's the sacrifice on that altar.
因为那个在那个奉献不在那个祭坛上的那个奉献
that attracts the fire of God.
才可以吸引神的那个火
the presence of God.
神的同在。
To consume that burnt offering.
来将这个献那个献上的那个奉献呢，把它完全的那个烧毁。
We can have all kinds of church programs.
我们可以拥有各样的教会的那个计划。
And church activities.
然后各样的教会的活动。
And they might even be really good programs.
也很可能那些都是很好的计划。
But.Until there is an altar built and a sacrifice on that altar.
但是呢，除非呢，就是那个祭坛已经筑了，然后呢，天持续在那边献上你的奉献。
Then the fire of God's glory and presence will not be sent.
然后呢，神的那个荣耀的那个火跟那个同在呢，才会那个从天上降下来。
If you've been watching my teachings.Over these last few days,
如果你有跟着我的已过的这个讲道，每天来看那视频的话
，You know that from time to time I've referred to the altar that Elijah built on Mount Carmel in 1 Kings chapter 18.
那你就听到我呢持续提到呢，在那列王记上十八章呢，那先知以利亚呢，在那加密山上所献的建的那祭坛。
And the Bible makes it clear that Elijah met there on Mount Carmel to confront the prophets of Baal and to confront also the people of God who had turned away from God.
那里面记载呢，那先知以利亚呢，在那里建那个祭坛呢，是来那个抵挡那些拜巴利的那些假先知，以及呢，悖逆那个就是。 违背那个耶和华去拜那个假神的那些以色列百姓。
And it says that he had to rebuild that or repair the altar there on Mount Carmel.
那边讲到说呢，那个以利亚呢必须重建或者是重新来那个修复那个祭坛。
Because all of the stones had fallen off, had all fallen down.
因为所有的那个石头在那里面都那个坠落了，然后那散落在一地。
Because nobody went to the altar to offer sacrifices to God.
因为没有任何人呢来到这个祭坛呢向耶和华神献祭。
They did not take care of the altar.
他们并没有去照顾那个祭坛。
And the result is, the heavens were closed over all of Israel.
那结果就是呢，那天呢，向着以色列这地呢，完全的封闭了。
It had been over 3 years and there had been no rain.
那有三年之久呢，没有一滴雨下下来。
Physically, there was a drought.
对，在那个物质界上来讲呢，是一个干旱的结果。
And the people were dying.
那人们就逐渐死亡。
Their animals were dying.
那些牲畜也逐渐死亡。
Because there was no water.
因为没有水啊。
And the heavens were closed because the people had turned away from God and were following Baal.
因为那个天呢封闭了，那是因为呢，那神的百姓呢，那个转向去拜那个巴利偶像去了。
But Elijah said, "Meet me up on Mount Carmel, and there we're going to decide, and we're going to see who is the real God."
那个先知呢，以利亚呢，就讲说呢，让我们在那加密山上相遇，让我们来看看谁才是真神。
And Elijah, you recall, rebuilt the altar of God while the prophets of Baal built their own altar.
然后在那里呢，那以利亚呢就重修了那耶和华祭坛，然后那拜巴利的那些假先知呢，也建了他们自己的祭坛。
And the prophets of Baal.Put their sacrifice on the altar, and then they called on Baal to come and to manifest himself and to consume that offering.
然后拜巴利的那个假先知呢，煮好祭坛之后呢，他们就呼唤他们的那个神呢，那降下火来，然后烧毁那个牺牲。
And they cried out, and they jumped, and they pleaded, and they even cut themselves.
他们就在那边呼喊呐、啊，踊跃的那个跳舞、啊，然后呢，要呼喊那个他们的假神的那铜在降临下来，甚至呢，他们用刀割自己。
And the Hebrew said, in the Hebrew it says that Elijah mocked them.
然后呢，在那个圣经里面讲说呢，以利亚呢看着他们呢，就在嘲笑他们。
He said, "Maybe he's asleep. Cry louder."
因为没有任何事发生嘛，所以呢，以利亚就嘲笑他们讲说：“哦，你们的神可能睡着了吧？那喊大声一点吧。”
And it doesn't usually translate it, at least in English, and probably not in Chinese, but in Hebrew it says, he even said, maybe he's gone to the bathroom.
在希伯来的那原文里面讲说呢，哦，也许他去上厕所去了吧。
They cried out and nothing happened.
然后他们就那个巴利的那个假先知们的那大声的呼叫呢，没有任何事发生。
And then Elijah, you'll recall, put the wood on the altar, and then put the sacrifice on the altar.
然后呢，那个以利亚呢，就重建了那个耶和华的祭坛之后呢，把木材也加上，然后呢，把那个牺牲就放上。
And he lifted his voice.
然后他扬起身来。
He said, "God, come."
他说：“神啊，来。
Show these people that you are the Lord."
向这些人来彰显你才是真的神。
And fire fell from heaven.
然后火就从天降下来。
The heavens that were closed suddenly opened up, and fire fell.
原本封闭的天呢，突然间就敞开了，然后火就降下来。
And it consumed.The offering on that altar.
那烧毁了在那个祭坛上的所有的。
And the fire was so intense, it even burned the stones.
那个火是如此的那个威力强大，以至于那个石头也给焚毁了。
God manifested Himself.
因为神彰显了他自己。
And the people turned away from Baal, and they turned toward heaven, and they began to cry out, "The Lord, He is God."
那个百姓们呢，就转离那个巴利这个偶像呢，那还仰望那个天呢，宣告说耶和华是神，耶和华是神。
The when God manifested Himself, the chains that had been holding those people in bondage, the demonic chains of Baal that were holding them in bondage, were broken off.
当神的那个彰显他自己的时候呢，那原本呢那个捆绑那个百姓的那个来自于黑暗权势的那个巴利的那个锁链呢，就被那个脱落了。
They had been blinded by the lies of the prophets of Baal.
那些百姓呢，原本被那个巴利的那些谎言呢蒙蔽了那个眼睛。
And they couldn't see.
以至于他们没有办法看见。
They were living in bondage and in death and blindness.
他们活在那个捆绑，然后那个死亡，然后那个眼瞎的状况。
But when God manifested Himself,
但是当那个神彰显他自己的时候
，their eyes were open.
他们的眼睛就得开了。
Their hearts turned.
他们的心就转向神了。
And they worshiped the Lord.
他们开始来敬拜神。
And not only that, then a great rain came.
而不仅如此，那个一场那个大雨就下下来。
We need the altar.
我们需要祭坛。
With the sacrifices on it.
对，有那个牺牲奉献在上面的那个祭坛。
Because God's fire, God's presence will respond to that altar. He's attracted to altars.
因为呢，神会对那个祭坛，然后有反应，然后他会被祭坛所吸引。
He's attracted to sacrifices.
那是能够吸引神的那个牺牲奉献。
I remember one time preaching on the subject of altars and sacrifices.
那我就记得有一次我在传讲这个祭坛还有这个奉献的时候。
And a man afterwards approached me to.Informed me that we no longer have to make sacrifices because Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice on the cross when He died for our sins.
那就有一个人呢走到我前面来跟我讲说呢，我们现在不需要再那个献祭了，因为耶稣在十字架上已经为我们献上了一个终极的完全的祭了。
And it is true that Jesus was the sacrificial Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world.
的确没有错，耶稣呢，作为那个赎罪的那个羔羊呢，他已经呢，为世人的罪呢，献上了完全的祭。
We no longer have to make sacrifice for sins.
那我们不需要再为了罪呢来献祭了。
But the New Testament speaks frequently of the sacrifices that the followers of Jesus make.
但是在新约里面呢，就常常提起来，那个就跟随耶稣的人呢，他要献上的那个祭。
Jesus called us to sacrifice.
那耶稣呼召我们呢，要来那那个要献上。
He called us to take up our cross daily.
他呼召我们呢，天天要背起自己的十字架。
But a lot of times today in the church, people don't want to hear about taking up a cross.
但是在现今的那个教会呢，人们不太喜欢听这种背起十字架的这样的信息。
They don't want to hear about sacrifices.
人们不太想要听到那个奉献和牺牲这个事。
They only want to hear a comfortable gospel and a crossless Christianity.
他们那基督徒呢，就只要想要听到呢那个那安舒的哈，那个很安逸的那样子的啊，不需要那个背起十字架的那种信息。
But the Lord calls us to make sacrifices.
但那主呢呼召我们呢是要那献上自己，要奉献的。
In 1 Kings chapter 18, the Bible gives us an idea as to the sacrifices that we are to offer.
在那个那列王记上十八章呢，这里面就让我们看到神呼召我们要献上的那个祭。
Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of Israel.
那以色列呢， 不，以利亚呢就捡了十二块石头呢，筑起那个坛。那十二块石头呢，是为着那个以色列的每一个宗派。
And with those stones, he built that altar in the name of the Lord.
那用这个十二块石头呢，就为主呢筑了这个祭坛。
Then he put the wood on the altar.
然后他把木材呢堆在这个祭坛上。
And then he cut the bull or the ox into pieces, sacrificed, cut it into pieces and put it on the altar.
然后他把那个牛犊的那个就把那个切成筷子呢，然后放在那个木材上面。
And then you remember he told them to fill four water pots with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood.
然后呢，把那浇上那个水呢，把它呢那个在那个浇在那个在那个木材上面的那牺牲上面。
We're talking about hundreds of liters of water.
那我们讲的是呢，那数百的应该讲。
And then he told them to do it a second time.
数百公升的那个水呢，然后倒在上面，而且是倒了两次。
And then a third time.
然后三次。
Now let's think about these elements that were involved in that sacrifice there on Mount Carmel.
那我们现在来想一想，在那加密山上，那以利亚所摆那个所做的这个筑的这个坛上面的那些。
First, the stones represent people. They represent our lives.
那首先呢，那个石头呢，代表的是人，是我们的生命。
We as living stones make up that altar.
那我们作为活石呢，那个筑成这个祭坛。
As we offer our lives and all that we are to God.
当我们献上我们的生命，还有我们的全所有给神的时候
，As we offer everything that we are day by day，
就是我们每一天呢，把我们自己呢，那完全的献上。
Then we're building an altar. We are the altar and the sacrifice.
那我们就每天在筑坛献祭了，因为我们自己就是那个祭坛，我们自己就是那个奉献，那个牺牲。
Paul said in Romans chapter 12 that we are to offer.Ourselves as a living sacrifice.
事实上呢，保罗呢在罗马书十二章讲说呢，我们每天呢要把自己献上，当作活祭。
And the second thing we see on that altar was the wood.
那第二呢，我们在那个加密山上的那个祭坛上看到的是一个木材。
The wood represents the strength of man.
那木头呢？木材呢？象征着人们的能力、力量。
Because man had to chop the wood and break up the wood and cut it and then put it there on the altar.
因为人们呢，必须把那个木材给那个砍下来，然后把它切开来，然后呢，把它那个摆在那个祭坛上。
The wood represents what man can accomplish.
那木材呢，代表人可以完成的部分。
Man's strengths.
人的力量
abilities,
他能力
intelligence,
他的智力
his successes,
他的成功
and his dreams,
他的梦想
It is important to study and prepare ourselves and develop our abilities.
的确是很重要的，那研究，然后呢，明白我们自己的那个能力，然后来发展它。
But once we have done that, we need to offer them to God.
但是，一旦呢，我们自己知道我们拥有什么样的能力之后呢，我们首先要把我们的能力献给神面前。
Surrender them to God.
然后就是把这些呢都降服在神的手中。
I've had students in Mexico who would come to me and say, I want to be in the Bible in the ministry training school because I want to serve God.
在墨西哥呢，我就有这样学生呢，来跟我讲说，我想要进到这个圣经学校里面，那因为我想要呢来学习怎么样来那个就服侍神。
And I would say, what do you have to offer God?
那我就说，那你要向神献上什么呢
？My life.
他就说我的生命。
Well, are you a musician?
我呢？那你是一个音乐家吗
？No.
不是。
Are you a teacher?
你是一位老师吗
？No.
不是。
Did you finish the high school?
你完成你高中的那学业了吗
？No.
没有。
Well, if you didn't finish the high school, means you didn't finish the university.
那你如果没有读完那高中，那必然你就没有读完大学喽。
No.
没有。
Well, are you an electrician?
那你是那个什么，就是电子方面的那个专家吗？
No,
我不是。
No, are you a mechanic?
你是一个工匠吗？
No,
不是。
What can you do? What do you have to offer God?
那你到底能做什么呢？你要奉献给神什么呢？
My life.
我的生命。
Yeah, but nobody wants your life.
没有人想要你的生命啊。
You can't get a job in the world. You have no skills. You've never trained. You've never done anything.
那你又没有技术，然后你没有经历过训练，你在世界上都没有办法找到一个工作谋生啊。
You have no strengths to offer God.
你根本就没有什么能力可以献给神啊。
Go back to school.
回到学校去。
Finish high school.
读完高中。
Go to a trade school.
然后去接受训练。
Or go to the university.
或到大学去上课。
Or go start a business.
或是开始一个事业。
Do something.
总要做点什么事吧。
And then bring it and say, "Here's my strength."
然后带到神的面前来讲说，主啊，这就是我的能力。
This is what I've done.
这就是我所成就的。
And I give it to you.
我把它给你啊，神。
I remember when a young lady came to the Bible school.
那我记得有一次呢，有一个年轻的女子来到我们的圣经学校。
And I said, "Why do you want to be in the Bible school?"
我就说，你为什么想来上这个学校呢？
She said, "I want to serve God."
因为我想要服侍神啊。
I said, "What do you have to offer?"
那你要奉献给神什么呢？
She said, "Not much, really."
那事实上没什么可以奉献的。
But I did study in university.
但是我在大学里面有上过课。
And I'm a medical doctor.
那我是一个医生啊。
And I'm a surgeon.
那我是一个外科医生。
And I want to put that on the altar.
我想把我的这个专业能力放在祭坛上，然后把自己献给神。
I said, "Sweetheart, come on in."
我说，甜心，我欢迎你。
Because she was offering her strengths.
因为她把她的能力给献上。
Willing to leave all of that aside.
愿意的把那一些呢，摆在一边。
Just to serve the Lord.
就为了要服侍神。
And she used that. In her ministry.
那他就使用他这个专业知识经验，在他的事工上。
Before we finish, Paul would say in Philippians, he said, "All the things that were gained to me, I count them as loss. I give them to the Lord."
那在腓立比书呢，那保罗就说呢，那我就看万事呢为粪土。
In other words, we develop our strengths. And then we give those strengths to God.
那我把那以前呢，我认为呢，对我有益的呢，我如今呢，都看为有损的。然后我把那一件呢，都献给神。
And then the bull represents man's weakness.
那公牛呢，就代表呢，人的。
Because you see, the bull, the ox, is what would pull the plows.
那那个呢，那个公牛呢，就那个就是要来那个犁田的。
Because man didn't have the strength to pull the plow.
因为人呢没有办法去拉动那个要犁田的那个犁田犁头。
So the bull represented man's weakness.
所以那个公牛呢，代表呢人的那个失败，人的软弱。
And his sins.
还有人的罪。
We come to the altar and we lay our weaknesses and our failures and our sins before the Lord.
所以我们来到祭坛呢，也将我们的那失败、软弱呢，还有我们的罪呢，献上给神。
And we tell him, "Even though here I am, Lord."
那就告诉主说，主啊，就照着我的本相，我在这里。
I failed many times.
我失败了很多次。
I'm weak.
我是软弱的。
I've got all kinds of insecurities.
我有很多的不安全感。
But I offer you.
我把这所有的献上在这祭坛上给你。
And then finally,
最后,
on that altar, Elijah had them pour the water.
那在那以利亚呢，要他们呢，在这祭坛上浇上水。
In those days.
在那些日子,
there had been 3.5 years with no rain.
已经3年没有下雨了。
And people were dying because there was no water.
因为缺那没有水啊，很多人都渴死了。
And yet Elijah had them pour water 3 different times on that sacrifice.
但是呢，以利亚3次的要求他们呢，在这祭坛上浇上了水。
Water was the most valuable commodity of the day.
所以在那个时候呢，那水呢是最宝贵的东西了。
So the water speaks of that which we value most.
那所以水呢就代表是我们心里面呢看为最宝贵的东西，我们的家人，
our relationships,
我们的关系，
material possessions,
我们的物质财
富， our job,
我们的工作，
our career,
我们的生涯，
whatever it might be,
那所有你看的宝贵的就
this is what I value,
带到神的面前来讲说
what's important to me,
这是我看为重要，是对我来讲很重要的东西。
In Philippians chapter 4, Paul told the Philippian believers that their financial gifts that they had sent to him through Epaphroditus were a sweet smelling fragrance and an offering, a sacrificial offering to God.
那在腓立比书第四章呢，保罗就说呢，他们的教会呢，借着以巴弗提呢，来那摆上的那个财务的奉献呢，在神的面前呢，是个可悦纳的那个馨香之气。
And we could go on. There's more.
我们可以不断更多更多的来讲述。
Every time we come to church and serve or pray.
那每一次我们来到教会来服侍来祷告。
Every time we gather.And we're tired because we've been working all day, and we don't feel good. But we come in here and we lift our voices to sing praises to His name. That's a sacrifice.
那每一次呢，我们聚在一起在教会里面，那虽然我们一整天呢，可能工作很疲惫了，然后呢有各样的那个情况，但是我们还是愿意呢放下我们自己的这些感受，然后呢聚在一起来一起来敬拜神。
When the musicians are preparing themselves and learning how to become skilled and even more skilled and more skilled in their craft, then that's a sacrifice to the Lord.
那这些我们的那个司琴手啊，这些乐手们啊，他们在那边预备自己，然后呢，把这些都准备好，然后来敬拜神。所有这些呢，都是一个。对神的一个奉献都是在主坛。
And if you're leading a Bible study and you prepare and pray over that Bible study and then you go get people and you bring them into that Bible study, that's a sacrifice that you're offering up to the Lord.
那你的那带领一个读经的一个小组，然后你为着这个小组呢，你就在预备研读圣经，你预备所有的材料，然后把那个人呢召聚来，然后在一起呢来研读神的话。这个就是一个活祭，这就是一个祭坛的献祭。
As we do that,
那当我们这样做的时候
，just like the fire fell on the altar there on Mount Carmel,
就会有那神的火呢降在加密山上的那个伊利亚的祭坛上。
It will fall here and where are we? Why not?
花莲。
花莲。
然后那个神的火呢就会降在花莲我们所住的祭坛上。
And the chains that are holding people in bondage in this city will break off.
那在这个城市里面呢，那捆绑人们的，让人家得人们受辖制的那些锁链呢，就会断开。
And the lies that have been blinding them will fall away.
那让人呢眼对着神的那个真理呢眼瞎的那个谎言呢也会脱落。
And their eyes will be opened.
他们的眼睛就得开。
And they will see that Jesus.
他们就会看见耶稣了，就会知道他是主。
And there will be people all over the city turning to Jesus.
那这整个城市的百姓呢，都会回转来归向耶稣了。
As His presence is manifested.
那就当他的同在彰显的时候，这些事情就会发生。
Amen.
Holy Spirit, take this word.
那圣灵。愿你来使用这些话语。
Speak it and reveal it into our hearts in Jesus' name.
对我们的心说话语，向我们显明，奉耶稣的名。
Amen.